I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. People hoping for a little relief when it comes to handling household expenses will not find it in their utility bill. Thursday afternoon, the agency that regulates Wisconsin utilities, called the Public Service Commission, okayed We Energy's proposal to increase its customers' rates. The PSC crunched some preliminary estimates after the open meeting discussion. The average residential customer's electric bill will increase by $17.34 a month over the next 2 years. The average gas customer will pay an estimated $8.85 more each month over those 2 years. Tom Content was hoping for what he called a bolder commission stance. Content is executive director of Citizens Utility Board. It proposed the commission decrease We Energy's return to its shareholders.
Levelize the balance between shareholders of We Energy's and their customers. We provided a lot of evidence that showed that this utility has done very, very well for a long time in terms of profits, and the commission declined to reduce their profit level. So that was a key decision from our point of view. And another key issue was the Oak Creek Power Plant.
Content says although the coal plant is slated to be shuttered, it's considered an investment for the utility.
Basically, they earn a profit on everything that they're investing in. We propose that because of all the cost challenges that are coming at customers, this was a time to not allow utilities to earn profits after coal plants shut down. Our proposal, which was supported by Americans for Prosperity, AARP, WIG, Walnut Way, would have saved hundreds of millions of dollars over the next 15 to 17 years. And the commission decided not to go along with that recommendation either.
After discussing myriad of its nuances, the Public Service Commission quickly and without further discussion approved We Energy's request. We Energies has consistently said it needs the increase to reliably serve customers. That includes by burying power lines and strengthening the grid against more severe weather. The utility says the hike will also allow it to build infrastructure and to meet EPA rules while supporting jobs. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.